The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Yeah, that music might be a little bit of a giveaway. You're listening to The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. And where are we, Ciara?
We are coming to you live from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, where the history runs deep, the accents are strong, and the steaks are cheesy. Yes, not just us being cheesy today.
We are here all with thanks to Ireland Gateway to Europe.
Yeah, and we're lucky enough to have broadcast from Washington, D.C. earlier in the week. And over the next couple of days, we will be bringing you, our listeners, our Hard Shoulder listeners, the very best of what Philly has to offer.
Yeah, lots to come on the show today. We're going to be joined in studio by Greg Swenson from Republicans Abroad to talk about his part. We suppose we've got the Democratic line up to now on what's going to happen in November. He's going to talk about the GOP's chances of holding firm in the November midterms.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about the fact that this is a absolutely celebratory year in the US. This is the 250th anniversary of independence. We'll be getting a little taste of the history of the country and indeed of this fantastic city.
And we are in the cradle, really, of US democracy. This is where the founding fathers...
Four score and...
Yeah, the Declaration of Independence,
ago.
The US Constitution here as well, yeah. was established here. The first capital, did you know that,
yeah.
of the US, of the United States?
Yeah, the first capital and the first Rocky. So
it's all
the big hitters.
The first Rocky and Rocky 2 and Rocky 3 and Rocky 4
six and was Rocky there a fifth and Apollo one? Creed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We are here, right, we took a step out. We're going back to the studio in a little while, but we're here in outside City Hall. The statue of William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, is up in the skyline above us. Like, it's a very different city from Washington, Ciara.
Yeah, there's much more buzzy. It's much more, it feels older. The streets are narrower. The buildings are a little
taller,
bit more European, I would say. And there is an energy and a vibe that's a little bit different.
I think it's much more of a classic American city, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, Washington is more European and feel, I kind of think.
Washington feels like the seat of government, and it feels like a city where it's full of the kind of offices of government, the machinations of government. This feels like a living, breathing city. We are standing next to a phenomenal water feature outside City Hall, which I was saying, there's one of those in Bordeaux, and you said...
There's one in Dundalk as well. So Dundalk, Bordeaux and Philadelphia.
Yeah, they should all be twinned.
Yeah, we have lots coming up. We do want people to join in the conversation.
Yeah, if you have ever been to Philly, if you have any memories of Philly, if you're a big fan of Rocky, get involved. You can text us now on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.
Or you can WhatsApp us on 087.
1400 106.
Thank you, Ciara. I wasn't sure if you just said that.
Or you can email thehardshoulder@newstalk.com.
Okay, but you know what? We thought we would like to get a flavour of the city from the natives of the city. So let's go, Ciara, and talk to a few Philadelphians.
My name is Bernard Davis.
What do you do, Bernard Davis?
Basically, I'm a political canvasser.
Really?
I'm out here just getting people to register to vote and stuff like that.
Fantastic stuff. And how are people? Are people very receptive to politics in Philadelphia?
Yes, I will say yes. Oftentimes, sometimes, you know, you going to talk to about 250 people. A lot of people is going to tell you no, but most of the people, less of the people going to tell you yes, but it's about the rebuttals. You basically just have to go about your day like normal. Like, somebody tell you no, you just have to keep going no matter what and just keep talking to more people. The more people you talk to, the more people is going to tell you yes.
Pennsylvania's a swing state. So currently when you're out there canvassing people, do you get, you know, it's like a purple state. So do you get more Republicans? Do you get more Democrats?
Here at Philadelphia, I feel like we get more Democrats today. I saw a lot of Republicans, but it's still more Democrats than Republicans, I would say, at least for the people that I canvass myself.
So this is the city of brotherly love.
This is the city of brotherly love.
Is there much brotherly love in American politics at the moment?
I feel like it is, but it all depends for real on where you at. And not even that, but I feel like it's a person that you are yourself. Because, like, I can go anywhere I want to and I can have a Republican fall in love. You understand what I'm saying? So it just all depends on the person that you are and how you talk to people. It's not about what you say, it's about how you say it.
Does that mean if you could fall in love with a Republican, does that mean that you are a Democrat?
You could fall in love with a Republican as a Democrat. I wouldn't see why that would be a problem on which political party you are. That doesn't have nothing to do with love.
Okay, because a lot of people would say that currently the United States is a very divided state.
Yeah, no. Nanette right there, is, I would say that I completely agree with that. But then again, I really don't, because 9 times out of 10, a lot of people, they don't care about what political party you are. They care about who you are yourself. You could be a Republican, but I can completely fall in love with you the first time I'm meeting you, and I'm a Democrat.
I wouldn't be surprised if you did.
Hey.
Most important question. Can the 76ers come back? Can they come back in the NBA?
Hopefully. Go Sixers. Let's go, baby. Boo Boston.
So, sir, what is your name?
My name is Bashir Babar from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And what do you do here?
What do I do right now? I'm an actor and a writer.
And are you currently working, or does that mean you're a waiter?
Yes. So right now I'm in a play by the Philadelphia Dramatic Center, the PDC. It's called The Last Train to Hollywood. It was written by Avin Taab. And you can actually see the play at Deep End Studios.
Philadelphia, we know it as, you know, the city of the Constitution, the founding fathers, the birthplace of the American Republic. But it's also quite a cultural center, isn't it?
So, yes. Every part, every nook and cranny of Philadelphia is a cultural just bazaar. It's like biting into a candy bar and just flavors are popping out. But as you said before, Philadelphia is very, very distinct with its political history. Okay, there's a lot of hidden history, not just in Center City. There's hidden history in West Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Northeast Philadelphia. There is history. This is really a historic town.
And when you say that it has sort of specific history, what are you talking about?
Especially when it comes to Black Americans and people of color here, Latino Americans. Again, there is a lot of parts of Philly that were heavily involved in politics. Like, for instance, behind City Hall, we have a statue of Octavius Cato. Octavius Cato was a very, very great individual. This guy was actually the mayor during the times of the beginning of the Democracy of Philadelphia. And due to the fact that he was a mayor, he was actually assassinated behind the second wall of City Hall.
That building right behind us.
Yes, you'll see a huge statue with a guy with his arms out. That's Octavius Cato. Look him up. He's a pillar, a hidden pillar that usually happens in Philadelphia. He's a hidden hero.
Do you mind if I ask you about politics?
Sure.
I mean, this is a Democrat town.
Yes.
It has been for a long time. What's the mood like? I mean, we were in Washington over the weekend.
Okay.
when the shooting happened. What's the mood like politically at the moment?
So again, right now, Philadelphia is not as fireworks aren't going off here. We're pretty much a peaceful city when it comes to people and their disposition with their political views. The main thing, though, is that I think that now they're starting to just get rid of the political lines. People are no longer, especially in Philly, we're no longer Democrat or Republican. We just want change. So who's ever going to bring the change? That's what Philadelphians really are on the same page here for.
And what kind of change are you looking for?
Me? Economic change, man. You know, Philadelphia is going through a change where it's being outpriced. Gentrification is taking over. I was just actually walking down an old neighborhood of mine on Sunday. And due to gentrification, that neighborhood that I grew up with, that culture is no longer there. You know, right now we have a lot of New Yorkers. Philadelphia is enticing to them because New York is oppressive. New York's unaffordable. So what they're doing is they're bringing all their income and they're coming into Philadelphia and they're pricing out Philadelphians, man, you know, so.
Can I ask you, finally, you mentioned the importance of African-American culture here. Philadelphia in Ireland would have traditionally been seen maybe going back a few decades ago as a very Irish city. Is that still here, do you think?
Yeah. You guys got the Lionheart, several pubs, got McFadden's. Have you guys been past Chestnut Street?
Okay, we got to go there.
Yeah. You're like right around the corner, dude. There's a huge Irish, you know, and what was so great was that St. Patrick's Day, it was like a melding. You guys brought everybody together. Everybody actually put together political lines, sports lines, and just came together and had a great St. Patrick's Day. And that's something something that we really do well here.
Look, thank you very much for talking to us. We really do appreciate it. And good luck with the play.
Hey, thank you for having me speak. I know that it's very, we're living in days where we're afraid of each other. You know, and just the fact that you guys gave me a smile goes to show you how easily we're in control and how we can actually just we can break it. We have control. We just got to start treating each other with hospitality and humanity.
Well said. Thanks a million.
That's a lovely sentiment from the city of brotherly love.
Take care. Good luck with the play.
But now, let's run back inside and start the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.